Hey, Kirk.
Hey, Greg.
How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. You want to talk some fantasy football?
Yes, I do.
All right, sweet. So we got a special show today. We're going to talk about the assessment for the team in the multi-year dynasty league. Hi, Joe Johnson. Again, this is just preseason. Way too early. Where we think this team is at and who we think is tradable, keepable, droppable. Again, our multi-year dynasty league is not a dynasty league in the true sense. It's actually a keeper league. We started it 3 years ago with an auction draft with a $200 budget.
Yeah.
And basically the rules are is you can keep as many players as you want each year. Each player's value goes up the next year from the previous year's draft. The only rule is you got to stay under that $200 budget. So, again, today we're going to talk about Hi Joe Johnson, which you've got to imagine seeing how he had Carlos Hyde and who the hell's – oh, David Johnson. He traded Carlos Hyde last year, so he's got to change that team name, right?
I was thinking the exact same thing. I couldn't really figure out why his name was that, so –
He traded Carlos Hyde, but anything is better than Thunder Chickens. So
I don't know. I like that name. That was a really good name. It's catchy.
Yeah, it's about on par with Captain Vegetable.
Yeah.
So hey, before we get into Pat's team though, want to talk about some huge news that hit the fantasy circles today.
Oh, and I have one too. I have one too that it's very important in fantasy football. So after yours, I'll tell you.
No, do you want to go first?
Yeah, let's get it out. So let's just get out of there. This is a key signing in Cleveland. Guy by the name of Brogan Roback. He is a quarterback. He signed a 3-year deal out of Toledo. Apparently there was a lot of interest from Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So look for him to never play a snap.
Are you sure about that?
Brogan Roback.
How many quarterbacks played a snap for the Browns last year?
All of them.
Okay. And the roster, correct?
He's on the roster. They signed with a 3-year deal. So he's one of four quarterbacks that they have signed. So Brogan Roback.
Is it out of the question that he'll start a game this year?
It's not. No, it's not.
He
may be the 32nd quarterback on the jersey.
All right, very good. Hey, so moving on to other news, fantasy relevant. Really just feels like the end of an era. Paul Perkins waived by the New York Giants. What do you make of that?
I wonder when the press conference will be.
Yeah,
he's got to thank his New York fans. There was a lot of support for him in New York.
Yeah,
a lot of support.
Yeah, I mean, really, the reason we bring this up though is this is really relevant to the service that we're providing to the fans. I already told you that I thought Mark Ingram was most likely to bust out of our top 10 running backs, and he gets suspended, for the first four games a few days later. Paul Perkins was somebody that Nuke, Deranged Animals, traded for last year, and I said that was the dumbest trade ever and that Paul Perkins would be out of the NFL the next season. Well, he's currently out of the NFL. I don't expect him to sign anywhere. If he does, he will be cut before the regular season. So, I mean, it's just going to show just the credentials we have here on the show. You know, what I mean?
Operators are standing by.
Yeah. So if that doesn't tell you that you need to subscribe to the show, then I don't know what else does.
Right.
The other thing, very relevant news here is Fozzie Whitaker, running back for the Carolina Panthers, tears his ACL. He's done for the year.
Yeah. So there, it just solidifies that C.J. Anderson is still going to be the starting running back.
Yeah, the thing though is we actually have some audio from Fozzie Whitaker talking to the media after the injury, and here's what he had to say. If you have a second,
okay.
Ah, are you ready, comedy partner? Waka waka.
Yeah, so that's rough. That's tough to hear.
That's Fozzie.
You can just hear it in his voice. He was pretty upset.
Yeah, waka waka. Poor guy.
He's not going to waka waka.
No, he's going to hobble hobble.
All right. Dad jokes are out of the way. By the way, that brings up the fact that our dad joke episode will follow the assessments of our multi-year dynasty league preview. So look forward to that show.
Speaking of dads, let's talk about our sponsors. All you dads out there or husbands, if you have a mother or a wife that you need a gift for, here's a product that I think she'll love. It's called Long Reach Comfort Wipe. Basically, Long Reach Comfort Wipe, if you have trouble with personal hygiene due to lack of mobility or dexterity, this Long Reach Comfort Wipe is the answer. With soft, flexible head, grips toilet paper or pre-moistened wipe securely, while its ergonomic design reaches where you can't, making personal hygiene easy. After wiping, simply press the release button for fast sanitary disposal. It's made from sturdy ABS plastic with sure grip silicone handle. This is a great idea for Mother's Day if your fat wife or mother just can't get around to wiping her own butt. So if right now it's on sale for $9.99, if you mention the Fancy Boys, we'll throw in a second one at no charge.
Oh, wow. Is that edible arrangements you go through for that?
Well, yeah, well, it's kind of a duo deal. When you give them all that fruit and they have diarrhea, they're going to need to be on the toilet. And then if they can't wipe their butt, this product will solve that for them. So that way you don't have a stinky butt.
All right. Thank you. ABS plastic, only the best.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Great. All right. So, are we ready to move on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. So, hi, Joe Johnson. Last year, coming into the season, looked like to I think all of us as the best team. Obviously, had one huge injury that kind of derailed their season, and some other things didn't go as planned. He actually missed the playoffs, which I can totally empathize with because the year prior, I had by far the best team that missed the playoffs. So it's going to be an interesting one to go through. I think looking at the roster, though, I think there's maybe one or two question marks, but I think this is pretty clear cut on who he's going to be keeping. There is one, though, player that I think is going to generate a lot of discussion, and we'll get to that in a bit. First of all, though, I want to start with talk about the quarterback situation. So he has four quarterbacks on his roster, the first being Dak Prescott, then Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, and Patrick Mahomes. First, talking about Dak would be $9 to keep. Just I think with the question marks about how poorly he played in the last half of his second season, I think he is a drop. If Dak's somebody he likes, then he can get him back for cheaper, I believe.
Yeah. I was actually leaning towards him keeping him, but I don't feel that he's worth $9. Yeah, I think you can get him for less, but I feel like he may keep him.
Okay.
My personal thoughts on what I think he'll do is two different things.
Yeah. I had Dak ranked as the number 14 overall quarterback. You did not have him ranked at all. So, loss of Jason Witten, loss of Dez Bryant in the offseason, be interesting to see that.
Yeah, it makes it tough for him. So, I mean, I say drop, so let's go with that.
Okay. Andy Dalton, $6, had a horrible year last year. I think he's a drop.
Yeah, he's an awful human being too.
With that red hair. He has no soul.
Yeah, yeah.
Jameis Winston, $17, too expensive for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he certainly had the setup last year. He had his offensive coordinator become head coach, and he thought he was going to take a step, but yeah, he didn't. He's not worth $17.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes, he was $1 last year. He could be either $1 or $6 to keep. I think this is his keeper. I think he is totally going on boom or bust potential here. Mahomes has the potential to blow up like Alex Smith did last year. I think that's his keep.
Yeah, and I think he will keep him at the $1. I mean, when you're looking at the available keeps, he's saving $5 off his budget, and Kareem Hunt's the only other one that, you know, that's going to be less than $5. So he's probably going to keep, if he keeps Hunt, he'll keep him at 40, and Patrick Mahomes, he'll keep him at $1. So that's my other prediction.
Okay. Very good. So just reviewing the quarterbacks, just right now, we are kind of, our consensus is that he'd keep Mahomes.
And
all right, moving on to running backs. This is where this team is just totally stacked. And it's what kind of makes this league interesting is how can somebody stack a running back core like this? And it's just, you know, kind of the way it works out.
Mm-hmm.
He has Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt, Derrick Henry, David Johnson, and Thomas Rawls. Going through those, let's just talk about Thomas Rawls first. He'd be $15 to cut, or to keep. Excuse me. He signed with the Jets this year. He's an obvious drop. Yes. He's gone.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Melvin Gordon, $27 to keep. I just love Melvin Gordon this year. I will say this though, I know Pat is looking at trades. You know, with the remaining four running backs, he's using those running backs as trade bait.
Yeah,
$27. He's a definite keep if he can't unload him.
I'd be shocked and appalled if he wanted to try to trade him into anybody other than me, because that price is a very good price for a quality running back like that, a top 10 running back. That's a really good price. So he'd be a fool to trade him, but I'll take him.
Okay. Next, Kareem Hunt, a player you already talked about. So this is where it gets really interesting. I'll kind of explain the how the league is set up. So Kareem Hunt was drafted for $30 last year. That was more than even Leonard Fournette. So he could either be $37 this year or $40. And the way I set up this league was players the previous season who went from $0 to $19, they would be $5 extra to keep the next season. Players who went from $20 to $39 in the previous draft, they would be $3 more. Players who were drafted for $40 or more would be $2 more to keep the next year. So, like you said, if he wants to save $2 extra, he could apply that rookie discount to Patrick Mahomes, because Mahomes would be $5 more as opposed to Hunt, who would only be $3 more.
Right.
That'll be interesting to see. You know, we're talking about $2, and that may not seem like a lot, but that could, you know, you could draft two more players at $1, and that could make a huge difference. So,
right.
Either way, Kareem Hunt is a keep. Yeah, we have him ranked, I believe, as our number 5 consensus running back, and expect big things out of him this year.
Yep, I agree. Love it.
All right. Moving on, we have Derrick Henry, $14. You know, obviously DeMarco Murray is no longer on the Titans. This is Henry's chance to shine. The mood is dampened a little bit with Deion Lewis coming into town, but you still got to expect big things out of Henry. I think his stats were a little bit inflated last year because he had 275-yard runs on the last play of the game when the opposing defenses basically gave up. But still, you look for opportunities, you look for carry amounts, and he's going to get a ton of carries next year.
Yeah,
$14.
Yeah, and at $14 being your at this point your fourth running back, you would think, okay, that's, you can't handle that. But when he's more expensive than David Johnson, that allows that allows you to keep him, you know, just in case you do have another injury to one of your big guys. So yeah, keeping him, I think, would make perfect sense.
Very good. All right, and that, so David Johnson is the next running back we're moving on to, and he again would only be $10. Obviously, he's a definite keep, but I want to explain how David Johnson is only $10, because that may confuse our two listeners.
Yeah.
On how that happens. So you have to remember, we started this league 3 years ago. At that point, David Johnson was not a starter. It was his rookie year. He was not drafted as a rookie. later on in the year, he takes over as and is playing more. Pat picks him up as a free agent for $0, you know, for $0. Because he was a rookie the next year, Pat applied that rookie discount to him. So his second year, he cost $0.
Mm-hmm.
His third year, being last year, he only cost $5. So that is one of those that is ideal. If you can find somebody like that off the waiver wire or as a free agent in their rookie year and get them for $0 and be able to keep them really probably for the lifespan of this league or the lifespan of David Johnson's career. That is a gem there. Just think about the trade capital that you could get for a player like David Johnson.
Well, yeah. You could demand a king's ransom for him. I mean, but for him, he's got three top five, top six running backs on your team, possibly the way they finish in a year.
Yeah,
it's just plumb lucky, but you know, that's just the way it works. Missed the playoffs last year, so suck on that.
Yep. All right. So moving on to wide receivers.
Okay.
First one we'll talk about is Julio Jones, $45 a keep. I'll tell you that my sources tell me Pat is leaning towards cutting Julio Jones.
Oh boy.
$45. So I have a trade offer out to Pat. And I will tell you that here is the response I got from Pat with my offer. Give me one second here.
Breaking news. This is legendary, folks. You don't get this kind of live action.
Well, you will if you ever offer a trade to Pat, this is what you can expect. Let me look at it a little closer. I will get back to you soon. That was 3 days ago.
He must be nearsighted.
Yeah. That was 3 days ago. I haven't heard back from him. He's obviously crazy busy.
Yeah, he's got to prepare for the upcoming golf season.
Yeah. So I presented to him what I believe to be a very fair offer for Julio Jones.
Of course you think it's fair.
I would do it.
You would then insult him and tell him, similar to Paul or Peter Parker, that was the dumbest trade you've ever made in your life.
Yeah. And suck on that.
Suck on
that. All right. So, but what Pat told me, I said, Pat, I know you're dropping Julio Jones. So you should take him for next to nothing.
Right.
And he said, well, I haven't totally made up my mind yet, but my intelligence gathering tells me that he may be available, which would be huge for the draft.
Right.
Anyways, moving on, Devontae Parker, he'd be $23. He's a definite cut.
Yeah, I agree. Very disappointing. And again, they're touting him up this year. This is his year. He's going to be really involved in the offense. But, you know, the only thing that's quality is that Jarvis Landry is going to be gone. So the bulk of the targets have to be distributed. Like you said, Amendola could fill that role and be a target monster, but really the Tannehill is just not progressing as a quarterback the way they'd want him to. They may have looked better under Jay Cutler because he just gets rid of the ball. So Devontae Parker, while he may have a better year this year, he's not worth 23, not worth the gamble.
All right, next, this one's a little bit of a toss-up. I have him marked as a drop right now. He'd be $7. That's Marquise Lee. Again, just in a really crowded situation there in Jacksonville. Not sure who's going to take the lead.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's only $7, so that would be the saving grace, is that you're not spending a lot of money. But with him loading up on these running backs, he can give himself an opportunity to try to pick up some new wide receivers. So I say drop as well.
Okay, Dez Bryant, $31. Again, no team. That's really going to depend on on where Dez lands. I don't think there's any situation though that would make him worth $31, especially as different as he looked last year.
Yeah, it's funny how life imitates fantasy, because he was dropped. He's been dropped the last couple of years, and he's just not warranted the money, even though people have paid for him. So I think $31 even this year was overspending on him, even though we may have thought this is that's pretty good, but he's just let everybody down.
I think he was who Pat received in the trade for Carlos Hyde last year from Taft Cap.
Oh, so it should be Desyor Johnson.
Desyor Johnson, yeah. Or Yo Johnson.
Or Bryant Yo Johnson.
Bryant Yo Johnson, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rashard Matthews, $15, definite cut.
Yeah.
Here's one that I feel like we're going to disagree on. Nelson Aguilar, he would be $6 to keep. I may keep him. I think he looked great in spots last year. They did bring in Mike Wallace and like Torrey Smith. I still think Aguilar is the number two receiver there.
Yeah.
I think he can have some startable games.
Well, I'm actually going to agree with you, because when you're carrying zero wide receivers right now, I mean, even if they keep Julio Jones, you still need more wide receivers, and for $6, it's worth a chance of him progressing as a wide receiver in that offense. So I say $6 is enough for me to pick Nelson Aguilar. So I'm with you.
Yeah. So if he drops Julio Jones, are you keeping Marquise Lee for $7?
If he's dropping him, it's possible. Yeah. I mean, if depending upon how you feel about, I mean, he also could go drop him just to go back after Julio Jones in the event that, you know, he could still plan for that budget and see if you can get him cheaper.
Yeah.
But I would think of the two, I would rather have Nelson on a better team with a better quarterback than Marquise Lee.
Okay. We got two more here, and they're both rookies. Next is John Ross, who was a high first round draft pick last year, drafted for $2, so he could either keep him for $2 or $7. I believe he is a drop. Again, he's still kind of a question mark on what he's going to bring to the league, but I believe he's going to apply the rookie discount to either Mahomes or Hunt. So John Ross, not worth $7.
$7. Yeah. Not worth it. $2. Yeah. If he's wacky and wants to give him that discount, then I mean, that's fine. But yeah, I John Ross hasn't showed you anything yet.
Okay. Same thing with Chris Godwin. He was $0 last year, either $0 or $5 this upcoming year.
He's with the Panthers.
Nope. Buccaneers.
Great. Never heard this kid before.
All right, I think he's a Penn State guy. A lot of potential, a lot of hype, but again, he's going to be dropped.
Got it.
All right. Hey, so right now, I think there's Julio Jones, who's a big question mark. Other than that, I think the only keeper we had was Nelson Aguilar.
Yep.
At wide receiver.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Moving on to tight end. There's two. There is Kyle Rudolph, who would be $11 to keep, or Cameron Brate, who would be $7. At this point, I would consider keeping Cameron Brate at $7. I know there's OJ Howard there, but still, when Jameis Winston played, Jameis loved Cameron Brate.
Yeah.
He got on the ball. He was a startable tight end. We didn't have him ranked in our top 50 or top 10, but still, I think that he's a startable player week in and week out. Kyle Rudolph at $11. You can get him for cheaper, and he's just a guy that he is the Frank Gore of tight ends, a guy you're never excited about starting, but he'll probably in a PPR league get you 8 to 12 points a game.
Well, I think it's funny. He'll probably be a top 10 tight end, but it drops off pretty quickly on how much I'd spend on a tight end in that top 10. There's a huge difference between the first one and the 10th one. And even if he just, it's just, there's not enough money to be allotted. You could better spend your money somewhere else than on a mediocre to good tight end.
Right. Would you keep Brate for seven, or would you throw him back?
Well,
too?
I'm with you on that. I remember he definitely was loved by Winston, and you know OJ Howard may be more of a wide receiver mold rather than a tight end mold. So that they may use him as a blocking tight end that's receiving, and I love those types of tight ends. So I'm right with you. I'd take Brate.
Okay, so here's what we have, and that completes his team. So going through the roster, we have Mahomes at quarterback. Keepers for running backs, we have David Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Melvin Gordon, and Derrick Henry. At wide receiver, we have Nelson Aguilar and possibly Julio Jones. At tight end, we have Cameron Brate. So what that leaves us with is, with Julio Jones, and so that is a complete starting roster, 8 players, 10 bench spots to fill. So with 10 spots to fill, he would have $152 allocated to his budget, so that would leave him with $48 for the draft. Without Julio Jones, he would have $107 and 11 spots to fill. So,
you know, when you put it like that, when the most valuable and hardest to obtain is running backs, and he's got 4 of them. I'd rather keep Julio Jones, suck up the cap space, and then you could fill out your roster with wide receivers easier with less budget than, I mean, that's my thinking. I mean, when I'm looking at it like that, I almost would rather have Julio Jones,
yeah,
unless you think there's going to be an equal receiver that you'd rather have.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad he doesn't listen to the show.
Great.
Because I think it's obvious you need it. But, you know, hey, we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll just not tell him about our show and see what he does.
until after I trade with him.
Yeah, and then you tell him it's the dumbest trade he's ever made.
Yeah, can't wait. And that's one of those things, like, I can't help myself. I ridicule them so much that they say, you know what, I'm never going to trade with you again. And I screw myself in the future, but I just can't help but take that opportunity to tell him how stupid.
Well, newcomers will always trade with you, and you tell him how stupid he is each time you trade him.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I'll always have
new. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, good show. You know, we still have a couple more teams to get through, and you'll be hearing from us soon. So, hey, this is the Fancy Boys signing off.
Fading out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.